भगवद्गीता 5.14 न कर्तृत्वं न कर्माणि लोकस्य सृजति प्रभु न कर्मफलसंयोगं स्वभावस्तु प्रवर्तते। न कर्तृत्वं न कर्माणि, कर्तृत्वं डू नॉट हैव अ प्रोप्रेटरशिप एटीट्यूड, न कर्माणि नॉट थिंक दैट यू आर द डूअर ऑफ द एक्टिविटीज। लोकस्य सृजति प्रभो, लोक नॉर इज इट दैट लोकस्य सृजति, नॉट इज इन मेक अदर्स डू थिंग्स। सो प्रभु, हियर द कृष्णा इज यूजिंग द वर्ड प्रभु टू रेफर टू द सोल। एंड न कर्म फल संयोगम, नॉर इज देयर एनी कॉन्टैक्ट विद द फ्रूट ऑफ वर्क। स्वभावस्तु प्रवर्तते, स्वभाव, स्वभाव इज मटीरियल नेचर, तो प्रवर्तते दैट इज व्हाट इज एक्टिंग। सो कृष्णा इज सेइंग दैट द सोल हु इज डिटैच्ड, द सोल हु इज सिचुएटेड इन द बॉडी ऑफ द सिटी ऑफ नाइन गेट्स, एज वाज मेंशन्ड इन द प्रीवियस वर्स, दिस सोल डज नॉट एक्ट नॉर डज द सोल मेक अदर्स एक्ट। बट देन इजंट एक्शन हैपनिंग? यस, दैट एक्शन इज हैपनिंग बिकॉज ऑफ मटीरियल नेचर। स्वभावस्तु निवर्तते प्रवर्तते। Yes. So here Krishna is introducing this word of swabhava. Swabhava, bhava, emotion. Swabhava is one's own emotion. The word bhava can also mean nature. According to our nature, we have certain set of emotions. So that can also be a correlation between the two meanings. Bhava means nature. Sadatad bhava bhavita, as Krishna will say later on in the 8th chapter. That according to our emotion, we will acquire that kind of nature. So, swabhava means one's own emotion, one's own nature. So there is kshatriya swabhava, there is brahmana swabhava. Like that, there are swabhava according to varnas. And according to one's swabhava, when people act, then they can act with relative comfort and competence. A brahmana can do brahmanical duties comfortably and competently because that is the swabhava. So Krishna is saying, Arjuna, when you will be fighting, swabhavastu pravartate, know that it is your nature that is acting. As a kshatriya, you have to do the duty of fighting, so do that duty and know that it is the swabhava that is acting. So न कर्तृत्वं न कर्माणि, लो न कर्तृत्वं न कर्माणि, दैट यू आर, डोंट थिंक दैट यू आर द डूअर, एंड नॉट ओनली डोंट थिंक दैट यू आर द डूअर, डोंट थिंक दैट इवन आई एम मेकिंग यू डू थिंग्स और यू आर मेकिंग समवन एल्स डू थिंग्स। न कर्माणि लोकस्य सृजति प्रभु, सृजति मीन्स क्रिएट और इम्पेल, इट इज नॉट दैट यू मेक अदर्स डू थिंग्स, प्रभु। सो द वर्ड प्रभु generally we use in a respectful sense to refer to other devotees as master. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita uses the word Prabhu to refer to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He uses the word Mahaprabhu on a few occasions, but the standard reference that he uses is Prabhu. So here Krishna is stating that न कर्तृत्वं न कर्माणि लोकस्य सृजति प्रभु। सो द प्रभु, द सोल, नाउ द सोल, इज इट कंट्रोल्ड बाय द बॉडी और इज इट अंडर द कंट्रोल ऑफ द बॉडी? एक्चुअली द सोल इज एट इन द कंडीशन स्टेज कंट्रोल्ड बाय द बॉडी। सोल स्पिरिचुअल अवेयरनेस इज कवर्ड ओवर एंड देन द सोल इज एक्टिंग सिंपली फॉर मटीरियल डिजायर्स एंड डिमांड्स। So it has come under the control of the body, under the spell of the body, and the soul is acting to fulfill the desires of the body. So the soul who is acting like this is definitely unfortunate, is illusioned, and that kind of soul is not necessarily the Prabhu. Although in one sense the soul is always the Ishvara, because the soul is conscious and the body is not conscious. Soul is definitely not Parameshwara. He is not a supreme controller, but Krishna will use the word Ishvara for the soul later on. in the 15th chapter, because the soul is the controller of the body, at least to some extent. We cannot control the body absolutely. We humans, if you want to fly in the sky, we can't fly like the birds can. If I want to develop a sweet singer's voice, I can't just develop that voice automatically. So there are certain things we just can't change. There are certain things which we may be able to change gradually. And there are certain changes we can definitely make. So the point is, we don't have complete control over the body. We can't make it do whatever we want. But certainly, we do have some control over the body. And if we use that control properly, to the extent we give in to bodily desires, to that extent we lose that control also. Each time we eat at a untimely urge in between meals, then when we give in to the body like that, the body's control on us increases. And next time that urge will come and it will come stronger. And it will pull harder. And we'll find resisting it more distressing, more painful. So by resisting bodily urges, we minimize the body's control on us. And we increase our control on the body. So we don't have to necessarily envision an adversarial relationship between us and the body. We want to use the body in Krishna's service. And in that sense, the body is a tool for us. So it's not that, a woodcutter has to quarrel with the axe. Woodcutter shouldn't consider the axe to be the enemy. But at the same time, though we may say the body is like a tool, the body is more like a chariot, if we want to say, in the chariot body metaphor. And then the chariot has horses, and the horses can frolic off in their own independent, in their willful directions. So that has to be avoided. So for that, the horses have to be kept under control. So like that, the body, we don't have to imagine an adversarial relationship with the body. But if we don't discipline the body, then the body takes control. And then so the horses will make the warrior go whichever direction they want to go. And the warrior will get lost or distracted. So similarly, if we don't control the body, then the body will go in whatever directions it wants. And will take us there. And in that way, we'll get distracted from our spiritual purposes and even our material long-term purposes. We'll just waste our body, our time satisfying petty bodily urges. Oh, I want to eat, I want to sleep, I want to mate, I want to become more comfortable, whatever. So certain bodily necessities have to be fulfilled, but we don't have to pander to every bodily desire and demand. So to the extent the soul is detached, as it was mentioned, that it is repeatedly mentioned, tektva, the soul has renunciation. The soul is detached. So to the extent we are detached, to that extent we become prabhu, we become the master of the body. So we provide for the body's needs according to a well-made plan that we have made. Okay, this is the time I will eat, this is the time I will sleep, this is the time I will do this. And in that way, we can use the body as an efficient vehicle for Atma Shuddhaye, for our purification, for our service to Krishna. The soul is Prabhu. So now we are talking about three different senses in the soul is Prabhu. First is, ontologically the soul has consciousness, the body doesn't have consciousness, so the soul is superior. In that sense, we could say the soul is the Prabhu. Second sense is that the soul does have, it is related to the first itself, that because the soul has consciousness, the soul does have control over certain bodily functions. Now, when we say the body doesn't have consciousness, that is true, but still the body is like a machine. And as a machine, it has a program, and the program will work according to its machine. So there are certain things in which the body we can't change, certain things which we can change for the better. So just like in a machine, in every machine I can run certain programs. Say in a Mac machine, I cannot run a Windows program. But within the Mac machine, that basic limitation may be there. But after that, I have facilities to run different kinds of programs also. Although there is a basic OS that is the same. So you could say the swabhava that is there, that is like the basic OS. We can't change that. But within that swabhava, we can run different scripts. So Kshatriya has Kshatriyaska bhava to heroism, chivalry, eagerness to fight, strength. A Kshatriya can use that according to dharma, or Kshatriya can, if he falls to the lower nature, his lower nature, may use it for adharma. So the second level of control that we have is that the body is a mechanism which works in particular ways, but we have a choice which direction to take the bodily mechanism. And third level is that to the extent we control the bodily urges, to that extent our mastery of the body increases. So that way, Krishna is telling that when you become detached like this, then Prabhu. So you will be a master of the body, and the master of the body know that you are not the doer of actions, nor are you are making others do actions. This is happening according to Swabhava. And if you are not emotionally entangled in what is happening according to Swabhava, then you will also not become karmically entangled.
Swabhavas tu pravartate. What is engaging? What is making action happen is Swabhava.
So in this way, Krishna is continuing this in-depth philosophical analysis of the nature of action, and is explaining to Arjuna how detachment is the key to protection from reaction.
Thank you.